All right, everybody. This is the 18th episode of Finney's Wake with Ian and Bob and a few extras as we take the present x-ray of the book through the present, via the present. We're starting at page 32, just below the middle. And imposing everybody, he always indeed looked, constantly the same as and equal to himself, and magnificently well worthy of any and all such universalization. Every time he continually surveyed, amid vociferatings from in front of, "Except these two nutties," and "Take off that white hat," relieved with "Stop his grog," and "Put it in the log," and "Loots in his bass vocal boots," from good start to happy finish, the truly Catholic assemblage gathered together in that king's treehouse of satin aluster-like, above floats and footlights from their ass-ball velts and ox gangs, unanimously to clap-plod, in brackets, the inspiration of his lifetime and the hits of their careers. Mr. Wallace.
Wait. Okay, you know, this is all about when they turn Biden down for communion. When they come together to decide that if you're and you don't and you believe in killing babies, then you can't have communion. So and apparently for the Catholicism in all of us, that's a big deal. If you get turned down the rite or ritual of the sacrament or sacrament or sacrosanct or sickahickory, rickahickory, something. It's really bad if you can't have that or something. They're like, you don't get all the virgins if the Church of the Subgenius, you just get some of the virgins. If you pay your money.
$30. So.
$30.
You're saying the Catholics are going to topple Biden?
No, they already have. They all got together, and they went and they gathered together in that King Street house, and they decided how it's going to go.
Aha! Uh-huh.
The truly Catholic assemblage.
Right, the truly Catholic assemblage, which is gathered to clap-plod Mr. Wallenstein Washington Semper Kelly's Immer Green Tourers in a command performance by special request with the courteous permission for pious purposes, the home-droned and enlivened performance of the problem passion play of the millenary, running strong since creation, a royal divorce, the title, then near the approach towards the summit of its climax with ambitious interval band selections.
Sorry about that.
With ambitious interval band selection from the Bow Girl and the Lily, an all-horsery show command nights from his vice-regal booth, in brackets, his bottle owner is sealing there a cuckoo spit, less eminent than the red ritual hoods of McCabe and Cullen, in a bracket, where a veritable Napoleon the Nth, our world stage's practical joke piece, and retired Celtico comedian in his own wise.
No. Celtico comedian.
Ah, Celtico comedian. In his own wise, this folk's forefather all of the time sat, having the entirety of his house about him, with the invariable broad-stretched kerchief cooling his whole neck, nape, and shoulder blades, and in a wardrobe paneled tuxedo completely thrown back from a shirt well entitled a swallow wall, on every point far outstarching the laundered claw hammers and marble-topped highboys of the pit stalls and early amphitheater. The piece was this. Look at the lamps. Lampstands? Look at the lamps. The cast was thus. See under the clock. Lady circle. Cloaks may be left. Pitt, Prommer, and Parterre, standing room only, habituals conspicuously emergent. No comment yet?
Yeah, it's just laying the scene. It's just laying the scene of how it's going to go. You're fixing to bring into the, you're exposing, you're setting this all up to expose the obvious. Now, the three or four listeners that you control, Bob, they get this all along. They see this is ridiculous. They see Schumer as ridiculous. They see all these people as crazy, and they're Swalwell. But they even got Swallowall, Swalwell.
Yeah, Swalwell.
Pelosi. Yeah. They got Pope Pelosi, and then the little Hitler, and Napoleon the Ant, and then you got McCabe, Mr. McCabe, and you got Cullen. Yeah. You got them all. You got them all. They're doing the rituals. Trying to run
Andrew
from the
McCabe.
From the cuckoo
You're right,
spit.
Andrew McCabe.
And the cuckoo spit. Don't worry about the cuckoo spit. It's not going to be as important. And then you have to look at the marble-topped high boys. That is those statues in the Capitol. Handling their claw hammers.
Good
the
point.
Marble statuary in the hall of statues. Of the pit
right.
dolls of the amphitheater.
Wow.
There's nobody right. in the Capitol, but nobody in the Capitol except the marble-topped high boy.
That's right. And the piece was this. Look at the lamps. The cast was thus. You have to look under the clock, see the cast, see a few people there. Lady Circle.
That's right.
Folks may be left. Standing room only. Does that refer to the January 6th party?
No, that refers to everything. All the chairs have been removed because they're sealing up the tunnels.
If you go, you
got to stand.
And the habituals conspicuously emergent.
Mm-hmm.
Habituals.
Habituals are the aliens.
Okay, next paragraph. Almost near the middle of page 33. Once we've set the scene, then we're told a baser meaning has been read into these characters, the literal sense of which decency can safely scarcely hint. It has been blurtingly bruited by certain wisecrackers, in brackets, the stinks of Moho Rat are in the night plots of the morning.
Okay. That way, that's the stinks of the Democrats as they plot in the night to produce the new morning's regime. and then they set this, they have this little problem. They cause this problem, Bob, that it was going to solve everything they were going to use to whoop everybody into place. But it backfired. Okay, now go ahead.
Yes, it has been blurtingly bruited by certain wisecrackers. The stinks of Moho Rat are in the night plots of the morning that he suffered from a vile disease. Oh, coronavirus.
What?
Asthma. It's been blurtingly bruited by certain wisecrackers that he suffered from a vile disease. Asthma. Unmanner them. To such a suggestion, the one self-respecting answer is to affirm that there are certain statements which ought not to be, and one should like to hope to be able to add, ought not to be allowed to be made.
Uh-huh.
That's political correctness, canceling everything, you know, a lot of policing of statements. Did you shush me?
No. We never do that, but we wanted to, but we would never do that.
Nor have his detractors. Are they talking about Biden or Trump or Schumer or Pelosi?
You don't know. See, that's the problem. You can't tell. It's from scratch. They make this disease, and then they made the disease to whoop everybody in the line. See, we should follow God, the government. But instead, what happens is up killing them. And then everything they accuse Trump or anybody else to do, and when they get up there and say, it's a vile miscarriage of justice that he has the ability to get away with all this unsavory acts of perdition. Perdition, you be charged thoroughly with treason. When they go through all that, they find out they're the ones doing all that. Now, Now the wormeth that turneth. The wormeth that turneth. But now what's happening? Check this out. Now they're finding all the emails and all the proof. They kind of find out Trump didn't clear the yard before they set the church on fire. Trump didn't have anything to do with this Russia collusion stuff, and they got the proof now that they did it. Then Clinton is who did all the Biden stuff because she was going to take Biden out when they was doing the president thing. That was her intel that Trump got a hold of to prove that, what's your little buddy, Rudy Giuliani and Andrew? Don't forget Andrew. Yeah. He's going to be handy. Don't forget that, because then what happens is that's where all that evidence came from, was from Hillary Rotten Clinton.
Which evidence was that?
Oh, it's, you don't know that just yet. It's coming.
Oh, the Russian collusion or evidence of something else?
Or worse. Worse.
All right.
Worse.
You mean the January 6th rebellion?
This ain't the ridiculous, illegitimate crackhead report. This ain't the crackhead. This is the big guy himself.
You mean who will be charged or is unveiling the emails? What's the big guy doing?
It will be involved in the scandalous scandaler.
All right. Nor have his detractors, who, an imperfectly warm-blooded race, apparently conceive him as a great white caterpillar, capable of any and every enormity in the calendar recorded to the discredit of the Duke and Kelly Kick families. Mended their
right.
case by...
Wait. Now, see, that's what they present. Biden is the last great white hope. He's going to fix everything. He's going to solve everything. He's going to give you the money. He's going to take care of your kids. He's going to send you to school. He's going to pay for you to not go to school if you don't want to go to school. He's going to feed you. He's going to make somebody go somewhere and do something. We don't sure what that is yet. And as long as you're in the teachers union, you'll never have to teach another day in your life. As long as you're in the union, you're safe. You've got it safe. It's good. You see, he's a white, a great white caterpillar. Yeah, see. And he's going to, everything that the calendar can record, he's going to discredit. Like, he'll make a new holiday, like Juneteenth. He'll make a new holiday, Juneteenth, and then the school will say no holiday names, just be day off. So all the federal holidays now are day off. So now you're fighting hard to make all these things, and then you discredit the Duke and the Kellenick families. Uh-oh. Who's that?
The secret order of the garter.
And
the order of the garter families.
And that's when, it didn't show her.
And of Princess Land?
Yes. She's part of the order.
Yeah, we never hear from her. All right.
You've been to.
Yeah. All right. Nor have his detractors mended their case by insinuating that, alternately, he lay at one time under the ludicrous imputation of annoying Welsh Fusiliers in the People's Park. Hey!
What? Fusiliers in the People's Park? No. Not the raid on the Capitol. It's the raid on Entebbe, Bob. It was the raid on Entebbe.
And July 5th, 1976.
It's in the Washington problem with the ludicrous imputation of annoying the Welsh fusileries, the Washington elite, in the People's Park, People's House.
The People's Park was in San Francisco in '69, but then it got moved to Washington.
Well, yeah, to the play day.
Patty Hearst. Okay, hey, hawk, Fawn and Flora on the Lee, love that little old jock. To anyone who knew and loved the Christ-likeness of the big, clean-minded giant H.C. Earwicker throughout his excellently long vice-regal existence, the mere suggestion of him as a lust sleuth nosing for trouble in a booby trap rings particularly preposterous. Truth, beard on prophet,
Whoa. Hey, stop. Now, you're going to have to stay up because we got to stop you when we got to stop you. Hold on. Now, here you go. Now, look here. If you knew, they're all trying to say this is what goodness is. This is what Christ would be like. This is how this is supposed to go. If you're a clean-minded giant, see, you kind of go through this whole process of the lust sleuth. They're looking for trouble, and they're going to do the booby trap, which was supposed to be for Trump. But those rings are particularly preposterous, because now what happened, this horrible, inappropriate, inefficient thing of truth has come up. And then they put the beard on the prophets. Uh-oh.
Yeah, yes, truth, beard on prophet, compels one to add that there is said to have been quandum, foot, some case of the kind implicating, it is interdum believed, a queedom. If he did not exist, it would be
what?
Necessary coining.
A queedom? Not a queedom. Oh, now you done it. Now, if you have a queenum, that means you've got to have a quorum. And if you have a quorum, then guess what? The quornium to invent him. All about the time of the stumbling, high-round, dumb-balling, in leaky sneakers, in the Tarek record. Now, if y'all look at the newest thing on what you see with Biden, if you look at any of the footage, it's all there. He's in it. It's after the thing he's having his. He's in his suit, but he's at this little covered arbor where people are eating. He's answering questions he shouldn't be. He's walking around in these teeny sneakers, little flip-flops that are like, teeny floppers.
Yeah.
And then Gio comes waving her arm like a 2-year-old, trying to say, come on, trying to get him out of there. He's talking to people. He's not supposed to be talking, but his handlers don't like it when he talks to people. It's kind of like Rain Man. They're trying to woo him to the side so they can drag him off the stage pretty quickly. It's pretty fun. And it even lays that out here. It's very precise. James Joyce with no joke.
Who? James who? James?
James Joyce.
Ah, okay. Back to what I was reading. Truth, beard on prophet, compels one to add that there is said to have been quandum, some case of the kind implicating it is interdum believed, a quidum. In brackets, if he did not exist, it would be necessary, quorum, to invent him. In brackets. A quidum about that time, stumbling around, dumbling in leaky sneakers, and that's what he was in just the other day, with his Tark record, who has remained topanically anonymous. Yeah, like he's out of touch, or you can't get access to him. But let us hew him, Abdullah Gamal Zarzewski. Do that again. Let us hew him, Abdullah Gamal Zarzewski. That's in brackets. But was, it is stated, posted at Malin's at the instance of watch warriors of the Vigilance Committee, and years afterwards, cries one even greater, Ibid, a commender of the frightful, seemingly, and to such as were so hand-stated, tropped head, fiat, which was spelt fuet before, waiting his first of the month fruits turn for that chop-kabax alicubi, on the old house for the charge hard, Rock Haddock on Hawkins Street.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe another Hawkins couple
Street.
Of...
Hawkins Street is where all this evidence is haddocked.
Wow. And that's where we lived from 2005 to 2008, on City Island, number 60 Hawkins Street, a little house that Sky Goddessu took a picture of. She's got the only picture of it. But continuing, lo, you blondie liar, Gob seen you in the narc place, and she, what's Edith, our home, defileth these boils. There's a cab full of bash, indeed, in the honor of that meal. Slander, let it be lie. No,
what?
Slander. What?
Slander. Let it lie, it planted. See, here's what's happening now. This is the thing. Here we go. Now, go slow. And we like how your oral interpretation is good, but we're looking for an extemporaneous portrayal so we can get the words. So you're doing good.
Okay.
Go ahead.
slander, let it lie its flattest, has never been able to convict our good and great and no ordinary Southern earwicker, that homogeneous man, as a pious author called him, of any, they haven't been able to convict him of any graver impropriety than that advanced by some Woodwards or regarders who did not deny the Shomers that they had, chin-tid-chin-tam-chin-chin-taffet, that they consumed their soul of the corn, of having behaved with ungentlemanly immodus opposite, of having behaved with ungentlemanly immodus opposite a pair of dainty maidservants in the swolf of the rushy hollow wither, or so the two gown and pinners pleaded, Dame Nature in all innocency had spontaneously, and about the same hour of the eventide sent them both, but whose published combination of silken lane testimonies are. This was the accusation of Trump having a golden shower in a Moscow hotel.
And everything else, Thor. And everything else along with it, that it all gets popped up, it all falls away, and they can't, nothing they have sticks, and he's, all of a sudden they find out there is no Russia collusion, there is no this, there is no that. Go ahead.
It says they have never been able to convict our good and great and no ordinary Southern airworker. Back to later, it says, or so the two gown and pinners pleaded. Dame Nature in all innocency had spontaneously, and about the same hour of the eventide, sent them both, but whose published combinations of silken lane testimonies are, where not dubiously pure, visibly divergent, as wop from wep, on minor points touching the intimate nature of this, a first offense in vert or venison, which was admittedly an incautious, but at its wildest, a partial exposure with such attenuating circumstances. In brackets, Garten gaddeth green where soakman brideth girling. In bracket, as an abnormal Saint Swithin, isn't that the street the Rothschild Bank is on? As an abnormal Saint Swithin summer, and in brackets, Jesus Rose of Sharon, there's the Rose of Sharon, man, yeah, amino acids.
Mm-hmm.
A ripe
occasion to provoke him.
To provoke it. I'll read that again, that last bit. Where not dubiously pure, visibly divergent, as wop from wet on minor points touching the intimate nature of this, so they weren't able to find a first offense in vert or venison, which was admittedly an incautious, but at its wildest, a partial exposure, with such attenuating circumstances, a ripe occasion to provoke it. When an abnormal Saint Swithin summer. I read the lines a bit out of order there. Just to add some things.
It's Jesus' Rose of Sharon.
Ah, yes, Jesus' Rose of Sharon. It's crown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Crown of thorns.
Yep.
But the, yep. So they couldn't, this homogeneous man, couldn't convict him of any graver impropriety than that, blah, 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 not, that they considered every baby,
that they made up, the stuff they made up.
Yeah, about the same hour of the eventide sent them both, but whose published combinations of circling testimonies are visibly divergent. They screwed up on their testimonies. They didn't match.
Yeah.
On minor points, this is all on minor points, touching the intimate nature of this, a first offense in vert or venison, so it's a first offense, which was admittedly an incautious, but it's wild, at its wildest, a partial exposure, like nothing. With such attenuating circumstances as an abnormal Rothschild summer and Jesus Rose of Sharon, Saint Swithin summer and a ripe occasion to provoke it? They couldn't find a ripe occasion, or they found the ripe occasion to provoke it?
It was provoked. It was a ripe occasion that caused it to be provoked.
Right, it's a
ripe occasion to provoke it. And see, so that was blocked until this incautious but wildest exposure for the attenuating circumstances.
Right. So he got off completely. And he turned around and exacted his revenge.
Bob, you can't talk like that. Stop that.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to clean this thing up.
Jan, most of page 34. She went for the middle 32.
Yeah, that's a good place to stop. It was a little longer, but they had to set, most of it was set in the scene because you'd never buy this unless you heard it all. Because if you couldn't hear it all, you go, that's a circumstantial step and something, something. But when you get this far down the rabbit hole, you can't miss because it's kind of like, And this is why we couldn't do it last week because it's fixing to happen this week. And we can't be too far ahead because when we're right, then people get confused when we're correct. And we say it in advance, they get upset. They don't like it because then it's something they have to find some way to deal with it. And they don't want to deal with it as much as they say, well, I just created a rift to cover up because Biden's president. That's what that's all about. That's all that's happening. So we stop. We'll quelch all that. It's all right. Don't worry about it.
I'm mute them so they can have a voice for a few seconds.
All participants are now unmuted.
You got any things they found in Roland McHugh's annotations to add to the meanings that have piled up? Don't be silent. Say anything.
Anything.
Unavailable is trying to say something. Unknown.
I was muted or are we on?
We're on, Jack. Go ahead.
Your question is there anything to talk about what you just spoke about just now, correct?
Speak slower. Do it again.
So you're asking about what you just talked about right now. Do we have any questions or do we have any things to talk about? Is that what you're asking, just to make sure?
Well, Roy posts a page, and you can click on it, and it'll give you the footnotes to all the words I read. You should be looking at the footnotes and deciding if there's any points you want to make about the footnotes.
Okay.
You can find the footnotes. Anybody else got the footnotes? Beg your pardon?
Okay.
Let's see if I can bring it up here.
Well, I know you didn't finish. Oh, go on, Jack.
I think it's funny how, like, the Catholics or the people with the Christianity are going to be the ones that are going after Biden. You know, out of all people, the people that are going to kind of tear the what he's doing down are, like, Catholics. I mean, that's the last people that I would thought to be the burden on Biden, wouldn't you say? But it reverts back to
Biden's
the Bible.
Well, communists, they're the first people to object. They're not Catholic. Yeah. They're not communists. They're against communists.
I think it's funny because this whole story with Biden and everything has so many references to the Bible. So, like, really all comes together. You know what I mean? When you talk about Daniel and all that shit that's happening in that book, and I asked Ion last week. Well,
I told you not to use the word shit.
I'm not going to use that word, but like last week, Ian said we're in the book of Daniel, and then you guys broke the book of Daniel down today, and then to hear that the Catholics are the ones going to take Biden down, it's like everything's lining up. It's lining up.
Yep.
So
do you see the thing to click on the chat line?
I see a YouTube video.
Okay, you're in the far right corner, right? You scroll up, back up. Bobby Dazzler. A whole bunch of posts by Bobby Dazzler. And you'll see Roy, chapter 2, 1024.
I see it. Fenwick, yeah.
Yeah, Fenwick. Click on that. Okay? You see?
Yep.
What do you see?
Yeah, I'm on it. I see Finnegan's Wake, Book 1, Chapter 2.
Right. Now click on and scroll down to page 32.
32, got it. It's now, not a place that...
any one of those words that have a line under them, you can click on them and get footnotes. But we started about a mid down a bit in the middle and imposing everybody. And below that, take off that white hat. So you can click on these things while we're talking.
Okay.
And find extra meanings.
And you said that you want what? What did you say? Click on start looking. I'm at 32, but you want to
click on any word that has a line under it.
Okay.
And you will see note.
Got it. Okay. I just clicked on con.
They're called annotations, these notes.
Okay, I just clicked on the word con, and the first thing I see is a fabulous creature with the head, trunk, and arms of a man joined to the body and legs of a horse, an unnatural hybrid creation, an intimate union of two diverse natures. And I immediately think about the black horse, the red horse, the white horse, and we're talking about the four angels holding back the winds. And, you know, and the faces and all this stuff that are stopping people from ascending. I immediately think about that because, I mean, those horses are what we're talking about right now. That's happening right now, especially the white horse that has the bow and all that shit. So it's definitely synergistic right away in the first sentence.
Right.
I mean, everything was lining up to exactly what Ion said we were, and, like, it's really, you could reference what's happening, and you can kind of, like, go to the Bible and, like, kind of play and, like, understand where we are. I don't ever think it's ever been that lined up before as it is right now. It's very lined up. So when people say, hey, what the fuck is happening, you can be like, yo, go to the Bible, check it out, and you can see that what you're saying is, you know, we're not just making shit up. You know, you think about the creature, you think about the four beasts. And that, you know,
you
that...
You go to the Bible, and then you go to Phineas Wake.
Mm-hmm.
Use both.
Yeah.
Because Ion says what?
What do you mean? Ion says...
In light of what I just said, you go to the Bible, and then you go to Phineas Wake. What did Ion say?
I don't know what he said. I'm confused what you're asking. I was telling you some stuff that I was looking at from last week when I asked Ion where we were right now, and he said we're in Daniel. The book of Daniel.
Ion said that there are only two books worth reading, the Bible and Finnegan's Wake.
Oh, okay. Got it.
So those two books bracket the Gutenberg galaxy.
And if you really want to get be sure and read Thompson.
Who? Mm-hmm. William Irwin Thompson. Yes, to get a finer dark age.
The upside, that's the upside down, right?
Yeah.
You want to get real bad, that'll do it.
Anybody else got anything to say? Jack contributed finely. What about the rest of you?
Yeah, I want to say something. Can you hear me, Bob?
Yeah, man, go ahead.
Okay, that was fantastic. So my question is, the Rose of Sharon, you made a quick comment when you were reading that sentence. What did you say?
The Rose of Sharon. I said, Jesus crown.
I love what you said. I loved what you said. It was amazing what you said, and I loved every bit of it. Now, what did you say?
Yeah, that's right. That's right, man. Man's a little ahead of himself. I said the crown of thorns.
No, you said something. That's our product. That's something. That's
well, our product, the amino acids.
That's the amino acids,
which that's the amino acids. Okay, I see.
Yeah,
so when I click on it, I see. Yeah, that. So when I click on it, it says, so it gives you the, like, a little footnote of it. When you click on it, it opens another page, so it gives you It says it's borrowed from the Song of Solomon.
Yeah.
Solomon, yeah. So I just wanted to see if you could elaborate if you were to circle this paragraph, if you could just elaborate on it.
The whole paragraph?
We just see it.
No. Just two sentences back and two sentences forward. Because
we
it says a ripe occasion to provoke it. So I just wanted to understand it.
The riff had to fuck it up. Look, there you go, burn it. After all this, burn it. There you go. The riff had to undo the world, which caused travail, which forced the Rose of Sharon. The problem forced it forward, like forcing of a bloom.
Right
at Bloom's Day. Look at there.
So you're saying the rip by default provoked it on its own, pushed us to the Rose of Sharon.
What does it say?
A ripe occasion. Mm-hmm. Right. So the rip was supposed to happen. It wasn't a slip up.
Well, we don't know. It ain't over yet, so we're gonna see. We tell you how this goes. We know how it ends. We just don't know the middle of the road because y'all keep changing middle ground.
Right. Okay. So another question. So had that not happened, would there another occasion have taken place that would have occasioned the ripening, the provocation of it?
Indubably. Gosh, I can't even say it. Indubably.
How do you spell that, if you don't mind me asking, Anya?
He can't spell it the way he said it. I-N-D-U-B indubitably. I-N-D-U-B-I-T-A-B-L-Y. Indubitably.
Too bad.
Impossible to doubt. Is that the correct definition?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, indubitably. Indubitably.
Indubitably. I'm not going to try to say it. Okay, fantastic. Thank you, Aya.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Anybody else got anything to say?
Yes, Bob. So at the page 32, right at the bottom, about a royal divorce. So I wanted to find out what it was, and I've done a search to show you how up-to-date this page is, you know, this page 32, 33. The royal divorce, which I think was Peter Phillips, son of Prince Anne, occurred on the 14th of June, like last Monday, so right on time.
Right.
How perfect is that? Yeah, laying out the information that is really up to date. Post a link on the chat.
It was just written the day before tomorrow.
It's about Napoleon's divorce. On
is
the
it?
Surface. Yeah, the royal divorce. It's written by a person. About Napoleon's divorce, his name was, I think it was Mr. Wills. W.G. Wills. W-I-L-L-S. A royal divorce, about Napoleon's divorce. And W.W. Kelly's Evergreen Touring Company performed it at some point in the 19th century, I assume. That satisfy your curiosity?
I have another question, if I can only remember it. It was on. Okay, so my question is, what we're reading from Joyce, the Finnegan's Wake, does it have a predictive quality to it, just a narrative quality?
It predicted all this Trump and Biden stuff.
Right. Okay, so by the same token, if it has that quality, wouldn't we be able to cipher what happens ahead of time in the sequence of events?
You are!
Right, but I've only been following up with this, not the past how many years you've been doing this.
Are you fixing to start arguing for your limitations?
Absolutely not. So I take that 100% back, and what I want to say is, so as you're reading this, have we read ahead of what's been predicted by Joyce, or are we on parallel at the same time?
No, we're lining it up at the same time, because we said earlier that if we get too far ahead, then people get freaking out when we're too right too often. Rather than using us as a position that makes things better, instead you end up hating this thing that is brighter than you. So we had to slow the roll down so that y'all could figure it out, and hey, you have the right to be wrong, and you know, then you can kind of go with it and see how it applies.
Oh, well, that's very wise. I'm able to understand that.
Okay. Is that it?
Yeah, that was my little question.
You have another question?
I have more, but I don't want to bore you guys.
Yeah, I think we got to end. We have other things to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody's contributing anymore. Everybody's being annoyingly quiet.
Okay. Can I ask just one small question? Or will you go?
I'll go, because like, so we're laying out that this page that we just read is like this recent event, right? So is the Playfair cipher, the decoding of it, being held up by the fact that it would reveal the future? Is that the reason?
No, the Playfair cipher is what helps Bob with his very important and notated meeting.
Mm-hmm. So it is decipherable right now. Yeah.
We just did it.
Yeah, but we deciphered it, but not with the Playfair cipher. We didn't use the Playfair cipher to decipher the coding of the...
No, that's what you just asked, and we said no, the Playfair cipher was for Bob's very important meeting.
Right. So
can we discern the words, the meanings without the Playfair cipher? And we said yes, you can. And then you said, but we didn't use the Playfair cipher. And I said, well, that's exactly right, because you don't have to for this part.
Okay. Well, then I didn't ask the question I meant to ask. I mean, can we use the Playfair cipher now to crack it? Because I've tried using the angel cipher and things. It doesn't seem to work.
Yeah, do it. Well, then
it should work.
Right, so keep at it. And if you don't see, then keep on until you do see.
All right. Okay. That's it. Thanks.
Just whistle while you work. Do, 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 do,
I have one more question. Do, do, do. May I ask it, Bob?
Whistle while you twerk. Bob, are you there? Hey, Bob.
Yeah? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wait a minute. What?
Oh, you just got silent. I thought we were making sure you're still there.
I'm still here. So, and we're ending. We got to fit in the private session, I got to start it now.
Okay.
So that I can talk after it. So we're wrapping up with very little input from you people about Phineas Wake. So hopefully you'll
have one more input. Oh, okay.
What?
I said I have one more input, but
what?
I'll wait if we're running. So just reading Finnegan's Wake, does it have any relation to or to the burning in the belly, the horror?
Yes, there's lots of references.
It
to
all
that.
Connects. It all connects.
It all connects there.
Does it steer it?
Tom McDonald steers it more, and the Black Eyed Peas does more steering.
Than Joyce? Oh. Could you add a little more? That why
you said, Joyce... You said, does it steer it? We said, no, it doesn't steer it. The Florida-Georgia Line and the Black Eyed Peas and Tom McDonald do more steering. They make you woker.
Right, so okay, so I...
They get you in a position so you can actually read the Wake and it makes sense. Otherwise, you wouldn't know it.
Okay.
Because if you listen to CNN, they're going to tell you everything's fine. Sit down and shut up and don't make no troubles and we'll send you some money. And be sure and watch our show.
Right, but you don't get any sensation or there's your horror isn't touched, but let's suppose that your horror is touched, is stirred by reading Finnegan's or just hearing you guys read it. I would like to know what's the relation between that taking place and hearing.
Well, it becomes an experience. It becomes an experience. And that experience is that. But y'all do that in tailgate and let Bert explain it to you. He gets
okay.
Because he takes it all. He don't miss a stitch.
Right.
So that'd
okay,
be good.
Sure. I will trouble Bert if he has time for me. Thank you, Aya. Thank
hey,
you
I got
for
one,
allowing me to
I
ask
one, I got one more quick question. On this, when I clicked on one of these pages, it says, I'm going to the line where it says, white head, white hat, Ben McCool is often said to mean white head on white hat. Head identifies him with health, which is Danish head. Minstrels use the catchphrase, take off that white hat. Ion, does the white hat have anything to do with the white horse giving people the crowns on their head?
It do. It do.
So what is the correlation with the white hat in Finnegan's Wake and the crowns that little men are giving on their head, I think it's in Zechariah.
Mm-hmm. This is that, the false tense that makes them think that they're in power. And then what happens is, it's what makes Phoenix 114 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. because the crowns, when you're given the crowns from the white horse, it's not, you're given the power, it's not like you're taking it, so it's not really true power.
Correct. Well, it becomes a vestige of power. See, you can put a crown on Queen Elizabeth II's head, and that
mm-hmm.
makes her queen, but she has to rule. That's where the power comes, and she does that very well. So you can crown anybody. But now, when you crown them and then they rule, now they've embraced that coronation. Good. That's good. That's very good. Bob, he gets the attaboys for that one. He did good.
Okay, so Ion, so is the power, the crown almost like the power that the government is giving people to make them think that everything is open, everything is okay and free, but the people that actually, us, that we know what's happening, we take that because we know to our advantage? Or, like, is that like a symbolization of that? Like,
You should use everything to your advantage because that's what advantage is. If you don't use it to your advantage, it's of no advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And see, some people around us, they take it for granted. And that's tragically err when they do that.
What do they take for granted?
Their interaction with us and what we're actually sharing and what we're actually trying to provide freely to all who will.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed.
When the white horse was giving out the crowns and same thing with the white hat and Finnegan's Wake, was it given to everybody? Like, how did the person on the white horse choose who to give the crowns to?
It's available to whosoever will. It's available.
Okay.
It's available. Like the internet, what part of it do you want?
Mm-hmm. But it's up to you to conquer once you have the crown.
Well, Either you learn how to navigate the Google or the Googler is going to navigate you.
Good.
Let me see. TikTok can make you and TikTok can make you go away.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Bob, get to work.